The obstacles that were thrown up in Patrick's path were enough to deter most of us from following the leading of the Lord. Yet, ignorance and slavery did not stop him. Hardship, the opposition of parents, clergy, and ecclesiastical courts could not keep him from pursuing the calling he had received. Disappointment and scurrilous scandal along the way only strengthened his resolve to fulfill his calling. He was once rejected for the post of bishop to the Irish because a youthful sin was spread about by a trusted friend. During the course of his ministry in Ireland, Patrick faced deprivation, ridicule, enslavement yet again, dangerous and greedy rulers demanding payment for the privilege of preaching among their people, and slanderous gossip and jealousy from his episcopal overseers in Britain, not to mention the daunting obstacles of entrenched Celtic paganism, superstition, and ignorance. Yet Patrick stayed the course of his calling, trusting in God and His Word, and overcame them all. Patrick's course was clear, as determined by his calling from the Lord and the plain teaching of Scripture. And he, like Christ, set his face like flint to follow the Lord in pursuit of his kingdom calling, and would allow nothing to distract or divert him from pursuing his burden. His calling and character helped him to stay the course of his mission, and brought out in him a courage that was remarkable in its consistency and practice.